In Colorado, you can get high from brownies, so why not your burger? I'm Susan Allen with today's Land and Livestock Report. In this year's Colorado legislative session, a bill was signed into law that directs the Colorado Department of Agriculture to study the feasibility of allowing livestock producers to use hemp and animal feed. Currently, the practice is against federal law. Colorado Cattlemen Association Executive Vice President Terry Fankhauser says this study puts the proverbial cart before the horse by studying feasibility rather than seeking federal approval.
Feed a product that is considered under the federal government and FDA's guidelines as an adulterated product to our livestock makes no sense to risk a $1 billion industry. So we opposed the bill, and it went to a study. The study's really not a study. It's more of kind of a conversation amongst advocates. But really, as I've advised actually some of the more tempered and logical proponents of finding additional uses for hemp, I've told them, go and seek approval for your product. You're going to have to make sure that it does not contain a harmful level of THC. Seek a federal allowance for doing it, and then we all know we're on legal footing and over the long term. If it's a viable feed source, well, I'm sure livestock will consider using it. But don't try to adulter a food system or a live animal system through state legislation. I get that marijuana is illegal federally and legal in Colorado. We're just not going to do that with feeds.
For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.